CSI has a new chief, and Operation Magic Flame disrupts a major Asian cybercrime gang. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is February the 8th, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Run Zero, the asset inventory and network visibility company. In today's top story, the Tor network is being disrupted by a series of massive DDoS attacks. The Tor project says the attacks have been ongoing for the last 7 months, and when they peak, users can't load pages or access onion services. The methods and targets of these attacks have changed over time, and right now Tor's engineers don't know who is behind the attacks or what their intentions are. To ransomware news now, and UK engineering company Vesuvius has suffered a cybersecurity breach, which is presumed to be a ransomware attack. The company has shut down affected systems and is working to investigate the incident and restore systems. Vesuvius has more than 10,000 employees across the world and is known for its metal and ceramics work and molten metal flow engineering. Meanwhile, in South Africa, a ransomware attack has been identified as the source of a days-long outage that's impacted the services of South African telco and cloud hosting provider RSA Web. The incident took place on the 1st of February and took days to fully recover from, according to a notification the company sent to its customers. RSA Web says the attack affected its website, internet fibre, mobile, hosting, VoIP and PBX services, most of which have been restored. The Director General of Information Systems at the European Central Bank, Claudia Plattner, has been appointed as the new Chief of Germany's Cybersecurity Agency, the Federal Office for Information Security, also known as the BSI. Plattner will formally take up her new role in July this year. Plattner replaces Arne Schoenbaum, who was dismissed last October after German media found ties between Russia's intelligence services and one of his past private sector endeavours. The Indian government has blocked 138 betting apps and 94 lending apps, citing alleged Chinese links. The ban was published as an emergency to protect the integrity of Indian citizens' personal data. India has blocked more than 300 Chinese apps in recent years. The White House has added multiple cybersecurity experts and executives to the country's National Security Telecommunications Advisory Committee. The agency's role is to advise the president on critical national security and emergency preparedness topics related to the telecom sector. Cybersecurity CEOs added to the NSTAC this week include Mandiant's Kevin Mandia, Rapid7's Corey Thomas, Brian Palmer from Trellix, Microsoft Vice President of Security Policy Scott Charney is also now on the committee, along with CISO's Nupur Davis from Comcast and Cox Communications' Kimberly Kiva. A 30-year-old Russian national has pleaded guilty in a US court to money laundering charges. According to court documents, Denis Dubnikov helped launder more than $400,000 worth of cryptocurrency that came directly from a ransom payment to the Ryuki ransomware gang. Although Dubnikov co-founded two cryptocurrency exchanges, EggChange and CryptoCoyote, the transfer was sent to an address under his personal control. Dubnikov was arrested in the Netherlands and extradited to the US in November 2021. Meanwhile, a Sydney teen has been sentenced to an 18-month community correction order and 100 hours of community service for attempting to blackmail Optus customers. 19-year-old Dennis Sue from Sydney pleaded guilty last year to extorting Australians who'd had their data leaked in the Optus breach. Sue, who wasn't involved in the breach itself, admitted to taking some of the leaked Optus data, contacting users via an SMS, and demanding a $2,000 payment, or he'd use their personal details to commit financial crimes. Sue was detained in early October, a week after sending out the threats via SMS messages. Interpol and Hong Kong police have dismantled the server infrastructure of an international cybercrime syndicate. Officials targeted a cybercrime group that used SMS phishing to trick users into downloading malicious apps they hosted on servers around the world. The gang used the malicious apps to steal data from infected devices and then steal funds from bank accounts. Officials say the gang ran 258 servers, 192 of which were hosted across Hong Kong data centres. According to the South China Morning Post, the group appears to be made up of suspects from mainland China, the Philippines and Cambodia, and targeted users located mostly in Japan and South Korea. The crackdown was part of an Interpol operation named Magic Flame. Security firm Sentinel One has released a free decryptor for the Clop ransomware's recently discovered Linux variant. The Clop gang was first seen deploying a Linux ransomware variant in December last year in an attack that hit a Colombian university. The decryptor will allow the gang's past victims to recover encrypted files on Linux systems. Sentinel One says its decryptor exploits a flaw in the gang's encryption algorithm. The original Clop ransomware strain, designed to encrypt Windows systems, remains unbroken. And lastly, security researcher Eaton Zvier has compromised and gained full control of Toyota's global supplier preparation information management system, which is a web app used by Toyota employees and their suppliers to coordinate projects, parts and purchases related to Toyota's global supply chain. Zvier says he gained full system admin access by exploiting a vulnerability in the company's improperly secured API, which allowed him to read emails and documents from more than 14,000 global Toyota customers. The researcher says he responsibly disclosed the issue to Toyota last November, and the app was secured within 3 weeks. The company didn't pay a bounty. And that is all for this podcast edition. Closing the episode is the Principal Security Researcher at Run Zero, Pierce Barry, who'll discuss how a product like Run Zero can also be useful for red teams and not just defenders.
Understanding what's on your network or on your client's network is an important piece of good cyber hygiene for administrators and defenders. And this same knowledge is very valuable if you are a pen tester or work on a red or purple team. During an engagement, having high fidelity reconnaissance results allows you to focus attention on your important next steps. Run Zero makes it easy to quickly gather high quality recon details about assets and endpoints on a network for both external and internal engagements. We've recently posted a blog entry diving into some of Run Zero's recon capabilities for folks who work in the offensive security space. To read our full blog post on how Run Zero can help you with your recon, just visit runzero.com/blog. While you're there, you can also start your free Run Zero trial, no credit card or sales conversation required.
And that was Pierce Barry from today's sponsor, Run Zero. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter. Head to riskybiznews.substack.com. Thanks for listening.